to find your task in your life or your mission, you have to see where Hashem puts you. First of all, when it comes to my God-fearing, or my behavior, or my how I serve God, then, like I said before, nobody's exempt from any mitzvah. I have to do all the mitzvot. But I have to look now at the mitzvot that I love to do the most, and the mitzvot that are the most hardest for me to do. And these two, the extreme from both sides, these are the mitzvot that I have to do the most. Meaning that if I don't like praying, I don't like giving tzedakah, and I don't like learning Torah, but I really, really like Shabbat, and I really like to teach or whatever, I have to see the two extremes, because usually what I'm going to be best at and what I really don't like, these are the things I have to emphasize in my Avodat Hashem. Then when it comes to refining myself, that you have to leave the ego outside and to make a list of all the things that you are really good at and all the things that you're really bad at, meaning in regards to your emotions. You can say, I'm very kind, I'm very forgiving, I'm very generous, I'm very happy, but I'm very judgmental, and I'm very sad, and I'm very quick to react. And you look at what Hashem gave you that is good. Hashem made you very kind, means that you have to do a lot of charitable acts. Hashem gave you a lot of wisdom, means that you have to teach and inspire. Hashem gave, whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be Einstein. And if chas v'shalom, you're quick to judge, or can't control your anger, or jealousy, you know, that's what I need to refine myself with. Now when it comes to your place in the world, you have to make a very easy calculation. Hashem put me in this city, in this neighborhood, this is my profession, this is my hobby, this is the things that make me happy. You put all these together, that will give you a very clear roadmap. And you have to be, of course, honest. You have to put it down in a nice, honest way. If Hashem put me here in Phoenix, means that I have to do something here. Means that I have to influence people around me, or I have to inspire somebody. And if Hashem made me a carpenter, then I have to use my talent to Avodat Hashem. And how am I making the world better with my talent? And how can I affect? I always give the same example. This one young lady came to me with the same question. And she told me, I'm 19 years old, I was born into a religious family, I always kept Shabbat, I always ate kosher, I'm always dressed modest, I always pray, I'm like a goody-two-shoes, I'm a good girl. But what am I contributing to society? What did I come to do here? I'm in the spiritual side, I'm a good girl. And I started asking her questions, and then I told her, what do you like to do? Nothing really. I said, something. This must be something that you love doing. Everybody has something, at least one thing, that they love doing. One person likes to ride a bike, another person likes to cook, another person likes to knit and to sew. I told her, you must have something that makes you happy. There's no such a thing. She says, I like to dance. I said, oh, dancing is great. She was like, well, we're in dancing great. Once a month I go to a wedding. What do you mean? What am I going to do with dancing? I told her, listen, you live in Brooklyn, in a neighborhood where people are very poor. They all have 6, 7, 8 kids in these small apartments. The kids are bored out of their mind. Why don't you make a dance studio for little girls? And you can maybe charge maybe $3 a child, because these families don't have money. But you're going to give these girls some activity in the afternoon. The mothers are going to be happy because you're taking away the girls. You can make a little bit of money, and more than that, you can teach these young girls that it's fun to dance and for them to be happy. And at the same time, they can still be modest and be covered, and how holy their body is, and what it is to be a Bat Israel, a holy girl. And I told her, you can inspire these girls. You're going to be their hero, and you're going to make them just flap their hands, even if they don't know how to move. It doesn't matter. Little girls just want to like jump up and down and dance. And I told her much more things, and sure enough, she went and did it. You know, now she has a big dance studio. She charges nothing. I don't know, like maybe $10 for the girl, for one girl, but she's packed, all ages. It's amazing. She has already a logo and a studio, and she developed it as a business. But I told her, look how many girls you are inspiring. All these little girls are always going to remember my dance class that taught me that I can dance, but at the same time I can be tznua, I can be modest. And it's nothing wrong with me dancing, and it's fun. And so they look how much you can do, because Hashem gave you this little talent that you would never think in your wildest dream that you can serve Hashem with it. So when Hashem gives you a present, you have to look what Hashem gave me. And, oh, you know, now we have a new member in our community, very special individual. I think you met him. I think he was in the Shabbat when you came. And he came to look for me because he had a very unique near-death experience. He was he woke up in a morgue. He had a near-death experience. Yeah. And he woke up in the morgue. Can you imagine? Long story short, he's now part of our community, a very, very special guy. He's in his late 40s. He's studying in our men's program. And he is one of the most amazing carpenters you ever saw. We started putting him to work. You can't imagine the art. Such amazing talent. So now we formed, my wife always forms all these kids' activities. So she made activities for the little boys to learn carpentry. Build things, build their own toys, whatever it is, an afternoon activity. Instead of them going and looking at the internet and nonsense and movies and games, they're building, and you know how much they enjoy it? And this guy is teaching them, and we have like workshops, and in every path you go, you should see and recognize Hashem and do something. So you have to take all that I just told you, take a notebook, write it down, and you see what Hashem wants from you. Besides that we are all covered in some spiritual dirt from our behavior. A person lies, he puts around him some shield of negative energy, like a klipa, like a shell. You cheat, another one. You curse, another one. You say lashon hara, another one. So we're covered with this shell. So we can't see things clear. Like when it's pouring rain and you can't see through the windshield. The more a person refines himself, the more a person connects himself to Hashem through mitzvot and prayer, then things are clear. Then you see, very obvious. Okay, this is where I need to live. This is what I need to do. This is where I belong. That's the community I need to be in. But as long as the mind is confused from junk, you'll never see anything clear. And we're going to be like walking like, you know, like blind people in the dark. So when you apply all this, trust me, Hashem puts you all the Simanei Derech, all the roadmaps, tells you go here, don't go here, do this, do that. I feel bad for people. Everybody comes to me with all these hard questions. Should I live here? Should I live here? Should I marry him? Should I marry him? Should I learn to be a doctor? Should I learn to be a lawyer? I don't know what to do. Everybody's confused. So the thing is that one needs to focus on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is clear.